and of course views it very much from the string player standpoint, talking about all the bowing work he does with them, and running off the platform. A very youthful 75 indeed. Well, if Handel drew on the French tradition in his water music, we end with music from the heart of that tradition by Jean-Philippe Rameau.
Well, Rameau is really one of the genius of this period, and he's an incredible, magical composer because he used the colors of the orchestra, the counterpoint of the harmonies in a way who's not other composers use. For example, the gavotte who imitated les horloges,
the clocks,
you know. And he asked the violin, the strings, to play a pizzicato. After every bowing, you make a pizzicato with it.
Yeah? Sounds almost like Bartok.
It's beautiful. It's so colorful and so incredible. Or in other pieces, like the last contradance of the suite, it sounds like American popular dance that you can send in the saloons of the Mississippi.
Down south, deep south.
Things that are really incredible, inspiring, and sometimes very strong conception of the music.
Jordi Savall. Well, the suite we hear him direct now comes from Rameau's final opera, Les Boreades, The Winds of the North, which he wrote when he was 80. And the saddest thing is that while rehearsals were underway, the old man died and the opera was literally shelved. It remained there for 211 years. When it was finally performed by John Elliott Gardner, it proved that the elderly and apparently rather formal and cool Rameau was much more experimental than ever in Les Boreades, with very varied textures, delicate instrumental touches, great fantasy and refinement. This is dance music of real ingenuity, as in the clock gavotte that Jordi was talking about. The ballet master Pierre Gardel, a contemporary of the composers, said Rameau perceived what the dancers themselves were unaware of. We thus rightly regard him as our first master. And here once again comes Jordi Savall, returning to the platform here in the Barbican to conduct the Academy of Ancient Music in the suite from Rameau's opera Les Boreades.